Writer Wilson says, Allah asks us to think. So many times the Quran has said, not only think and look at this universe. Observe this universe, all right? Those who think are elevated so many times in the Quran, our intelligence is challenged, and we're given many examples and signs that rely on our ability to recognize patterns, correct? I.e. intelligence. I don't understand how Muslims can ask to be Muslims rational. She's totally correct. And again, I'm telling you, we are commanded to think. And if thinking is a problem for other religions, if you think too hard about it, then you'll leave those. It is the exact opposite in Islam. Knowledge is elevated. Observation of reality is elevated. All over the Quran is saying, "Unduru, go look. Surat al-Mulk, look, see if you find a mistake in this creation. You find it perfect. Keep looking, right? So our deen is one that embraces all these questions. And any strand of religion that shuts down questions, okay, that strand of religion is stunting the community, and they will end up with a generation of atheists, right? Mulhideen, people who never got their questions answered. Now, I want to make one distinction. All questions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are accepted, but not all attitudes are, right? And what's the proof of this? When Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, "Oh Allah, show me how you raise the dead, or how you bring life to the dead," what was the first response that he received, right? "Awalam tu'min?" What, you don't believe? So are you asking to challenge God, or are you asking, right, with some attitude? So of course Allah knows that Prophet Ibrahim is not, but he knows that this is a great moment to teach the believers in the future, right, that when you ask, make sure your intention is pure. The arrogant will not benefit from the Quran. The mutakabbirin will not benefit. The mustahzi'in will not benefit. Those who mock, those who have arrogance, will not benefit, okay? So Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam says, "No, I believe, وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي," but so that my iman could be made more firm. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he showed him how. And he said, take birds, slaughter them, cut them into pieces, put them all over the valley, and then call them to you. Call them, say, come to life by the permission of Allah. And then watch. And then he did so, and he saw them all come together in the air and came right in front of him. Okay.